This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yay. Thank you.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food? Do you have one?
Well, unofficially, it's stovetop stuffing. Officially, it's my mom's turkey.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. Christina?
My great aunt Monica makes, you know, a sweet potato with pecans and brown sugar on top. So
hard to
that's
go got
to be
that.
The favorite.
Yum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin pie for me.
Oh, pumpkin pie. I'm a recent convert to pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Didn't used to like pumpkin pie.
I could
really
do pumpkin almost anything.
Yeah.
All right. Walton Arts Center is closed today.
Correct. Yes.
But tomorrow?
No. We actually, our offices and our doors will be closed tomorrow. However, okay. Our website will be open.
Okay.
Okay.
And along with everyone else in the world who's doing a Black Friday event, we are as well. We will turn off all of our order fees on Black Friday. So you can save a couple bucks if you come on board and buy over the weekend.
And that is anything that is on the season?
Yep, that is Walton Arts Center programming and also Theater Squared and Sona programming as well. That does not include the AMP or any of our renters or clients.
Right.
So if for some reason you're buying one of those events and you see fees, that's why.
Okay.
But it's for all WAC programming and all T2 and Sona programming too. Great way to save some money.
And you're doing something for Cyber Monday
as
well?
We're getting a little twisted. we actually decided to do a Real People Monday. So instead of Cyber Monday, instead of it being the online thing, we want to talk to people. So we will have some special deals. I think they relate to Billy Elliot and Catch Me If You Can, our two Broadway shows. And we want you to call us. So instead of going to our website and not talking to us, please give us a call. And our reps will be asking you maybe a question about your favorite holiday song and having a little chit-chat about the holidays with you. And we'll play that up on Facebook and have some fun with that. And then if you do the very radical thing of actually coming to see us, like, you know, walking or driving and parking and coming in and visit us, we'll have a little prize for you as you come in. So we just figured since we're all there in the office on Cyber Monday, why not have it be all about the real people? So, and we will have, I think the deals are $10 off for certain nights of the week on Catch Me If You Can and Billy Elliot.
And Billy Elliot is the next thing happening?
Yeah,
is that right?
In between, like the week right after Thanksgiving, we will have the All Is Calm show on the 10x10 art series.
That's right.
That's with Cantus and Theater Latte Da doing a presentation about the Christmas Truce of 1914. That's a 10x10 art series show, so those tickets are only $10. But after that, we'll have a jazz show on the 1st of December, the Sean Jones Quartet.
Right.
Yep. And then... yes. Then we will have Billy Elliot, the musical, for a full week, Tuesday the 4th through Sunday the 9th. Wonderful Broadway show featuring music from Elton John, lots of wonderful dancing, and really excited to have Billy Elliot. It's not been a show that's been to Northwest Arkansas ever, so kind of psyched for that. So you can get your tickets to that without fees and over the weekend of Thanksgiving. And then on Monday, right after Thanksgiving, if you call in, you could get a deal on certain nights of the seats. And you could also have some fun talking to our box office.
Excellent.
You mentioned Catch Me If You Can. Mm-hmm. When is that?
That is right after the Christmas and New Year's holiday.
Okay.
So that starts on January, I think it's the 7th or the 8th. Of course, I could just look it up. Yes, it starts on the 8th, that is the musical based on the movie, the DreamWorks movie, which starred Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. That would be a perfect Christmas or holiday gift, especially if you do it without any fees or if you get a deal. But yeah, tickets to a show for that hard-to-buy person, and Catch Me If You Can. I think it will be a show that everyone will like because it is a big song and dance Broadway musical, but it's beautiful, it's fun, it's cheeky. It has a little bit of a love story, but it is more about the con story of Catch Me If You Can with some incredible dancing and kick lines and, you know, big vaudeville type numbers. So that will be tremendous fun. That's January 8th through the 13th. So be a great thing to get if you're looking for that hard-to-buy person, something to get for them.
You can walk up on Monday, but you can go online at any time.
Anytime. WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600. And like you said, we'd love to see you. You can come down to the box office. Parking is always free till 2 p.m.
You know, I went to Walton Arts Center on Thursday afternoon. I had to do something quickly there at the box office. And Eileen Ivers' band was playing for schools.
Yeah.
And you walked through, but you guys had it on the monitor and you could hear it. I kind of lingered for a while in the lobby, found reasons to stick around because it was kind of like a quasi-free show for me for about 10 minutes.
That's kind of a prize.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the bonuses of working there. I mean, I did the same thing. I decided to pop my head down for 15 minutes and listen to her play for students.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun to watch them. This is one of the shows where sometimes when you do a theatrical show for kids, you want them to be quiet. You want them to pay attention and learn the rules of the theater. This one, they were clapping and dancing and singing along, and it was great. It's a perfect little segue, because those are the sorts of things, if you think about Thanksgiving, those are the sorts of things we're really, really thankful for at Walton Arts Center, that we can do programming like that for kids, and we can only do it because of supportive people. We're a nonprofit, so that means people give to us, and that happens because of them.
Because those kids who were seeing Eileen Ivers, they did not pay a ticket fee.
They may have.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Depending on the deal that happens with their school. Those those shows do come with a small fee, but it's nowhere near what you or I would pay.
Okay.
In some cases, it's a dollar. Some cases, it's two.
Okay.
And different schools treat it differently. Some schools will actually pay for it for the kids because they think it's an important part of their, you know, their education. And some will
pass
the fee on to the parents.
Okay, one last question, because this is a question apparently some people might be asked on the phone or in person on Monday. What's your favorite holiday song?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, that's what's going to happen when people call and they get this.
Oh, I know it.
So
no.
You got to.
It's
know.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night.
That is definitely my favorite song.
What's the name? Gloria, you know.
Oh.
You know the one?
Yeah, the one with the long
Excelsis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know the name of it.
That's from Handel's
like
Messiah.
That
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
but I like
it's
that one.
It's the Alleluia Chorus.
Yeah, Alleluia Chorus. Wow, you guys went classy. Mine is 2,000 Miles by the Pretenders.
Well, my version of O Holy Night that I like the best is the one from Home Alone.
So okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I declassed that a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, Jody, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
To you too.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President for Communications with Walton Arts Center.
He's gone.